On this day 5 years ago, the majority of the South Lebanese territories were coated with destruction caused by the Israeli war machine, which initiated an attack on Lebanon, aiming to take it back 50 years in time. But today, and after 5 years of the July attack, these same territories have shed the ashes and the dust, and we're celebrating the reconstruction and reopening of their souks and cities, as well as the five-year-old victory. Lebanon, which had suffered from over $3.5 billion worth of destruction in infrastructure, housing units, and businesses, managed to complete the reconstruction process with the aid of its sister countries.
Many sister countries have offered to reconstruct Lebanon. The Islamic Republic of Iran volunteered to reconstruct bridges, infrastructure, homes and businesses. The people of the South are full of life, so in spite of all the Israeli threats, they feel at home.
To share the joy was Lebanon's newest Prime Minister, Mohammad Najib Miqati, who toured South Lebanon visiting the village of Ardaisi, which had witnessed clashes in August of last year between the Lebanese army and the Israeli armed forces. Miqati expressed deep support for the public, army and resistance formula to ensure the security and sovereignty of Lebanon. The southerners who gathered in the village they see as the capital of resistance and liberation, Bint Jbel, celebrated through a festival which noted the presence of various Lebanese officials who saw this festival as a true reflection of the people's assurance and confidence in the resistance, despite having common borders with an enemy.
In this moment, they are telling the Israeli that we deserve to survive, we deserve to live, we deserve to invest in our city and the region, in economy, in trade.
Despite the agony and suffering the southerners had experienced, they showed today that their love for life has not yet stopped and believe that through reviving their villages, they are resisting still.
This area behind me in the village of Bint Jbel was completely demolished by the Israeli forces in the summer war of 2006. Today, in July of 2011, the village of Bint Jbel, as well as the rest of the villages of South Lebanon, are celebrating to mark the reconstruction of the ruins left by the Israeli forces. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Bint Jbel, South Lebanon.